Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm the honorary curate here at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. And this morning, we have the Book of Common Prayer Holy Communion service. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and all thy strength, and all thy mind. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. And the mighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Charles, our king and governor, that he, knowing whose minister he is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory. And that we, and all his subjects, duly considering whose authority he hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey him in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. And we pray now we have the collect, and then we have the readings after that, and then the creed. The collect for the second Sunday before Lent. Almighty God, you have created the heavens and the earth and made us in your own image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works and your likeness in all your children. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns supreme over all things, now and forever.
This reading is from the book of Psalms 136, verses 1 to 9 and 23 to 26. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him alone does great wonders. His love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens? His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters? His love endures forever. Who made the great lights? His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day? His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night? His love endures forever. He remembered us in our low estate. His love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies. His love endures forever. He gives food to every creature. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever.
Today's gospel reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothed the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have the sermon.
Hello, I'm Sue. I'm one of the worship leaders at St. Margaret's, and today I'm going to share with you some thoughts about the readings that we've just heard. Before I do that, let's pray. Father God, may the words that I speak this morning be from you, and anything that's not of you, may it just fall away and be forgotten. Amen. So, for as long as I can remember, I have been stubbornly independent. My mother tells of how, as a baby, I never wanted to be picked up and cuddled. I was usually far too busy doing my own thing. My siblings, who were already teenagers, were too many years old to want to play with me. And so little sister had to fit in around the already well-established family routine. And I was quite happy making up my own games and just getting on with it. Self-reliant, self-motivating from an early age. Not much has changed 50-something years later. Somehow it feels easier and safer that way. I'm sure a psychologist could have a field day. Mum says it wasn't until I was really poorly with a high fever that I finally stopped fighting and stopped pushing her away. And she finally had a really big cuddle with me asleep in her arms. So I hear you say, what has this got to do with today's readings? And also, how do these readings relate to us? Psalm 136 reminds us that God is so powerful that he created the universe and everything in it. And yet he remembers the poor, the hungry and the vulnerable. And we hear that repeated mantra, his love endures forever. And the passage from Matthew is about the birds and the flowers in the field and not worrying about tomorrow and putting the kingdom first. Now, if you take these readings together, they reassure us that God, the God of gods and Lord of lords, who made the heavens yet remembers us in our minuteness, God takes care of everyone in our time of need. He'll meet each of us where we need him most. That will look different for each of us. It may be about family or finance. It could be shelter or food. It could be health, it could be welfare, or some other form of vulnerability. And indeed, this Matthew reading is one that that resonates with me often, and often about different things in different ways. And right now, for me, this reading is about my personal vulnerability. And I've given you a little of my backstory, not because I'm seeking sympathy, but with a hope that it might help paint a picture that might help someone else in perhaps an entirely different situation. So for me, Jesus is reminding me, like with my mum, that I have to allow myself to become vulnerable. I have to allow myself to be picked up by God, to be held in his embrace. And I need to allow myself to trust that the God who made the universe and did all the amazing things that we heard in Psalm 136 actually cares for me. Little invisible Susie fits in around the family Susie. I matter to God. He did all of this, and yet he sees me. He knows me. He loves me. He knit me together in my mother's womb. And he has plans for me, as it says in Jeremiah 29. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And as long as I insist on relying on myself, rather than risking relying on others and relying on God, opportunities for my growth and my learning and my loving are minimal. But when I stop striving to make things happen in my own power, that's when God has the space to intervene. The Persian poet Rumi wrote these words, and actually later Leonard Cohen sang them, that the cracks are where the light gets in. When I stop frantically plugging the holes in the facade of my life, that's when the cracks let in the light. When I stop struggling and direct my focus away from my worries, it allows God to come close with all that he has to offer. When I stop pushing him away and trying to do everything in my own power, he can come up, he can come close and give me a way out. And inevitably, the God who made the universe thinks an awful lot bigger than I do. To paraphrase Isaiah, my plans are not his plans. My ways are not his ways, and my solutions are nothing like his solutions. His solutions are so much better. My situation is just one example of how God meets us exactly where we need him. And everyone's needs will be different. I've witnessed God's provision when money was tight, when the larder was empty, when the car was written off, when redundancy came. But these are my parents' stories, not mine. And I've witnessed God's provision of unexpected income and job security just when it was needed most. But these are my friends' prayers, my friends' stories, and not mine. And I've witnessed God's gift of healing, and also sad acceptance of what was inevitable. And these stories are mine, but for another day. For Jesus speaks about provision for the birds and for the flowers, and in those days it would be easy to relate to the metaphor. But our culture is more industrialised, and although our basic needs of shelter and sustenance are unchanged, I'm not about to criticise anyone for worrying. It's in our nature to worry, so for heaven's sake, let's not worry about worrying. But what can we do? Well, it gets thrown around, but we can at least pray. Before I dig into that in brief, in just a second, I want to take us back to a verse at the end of our Matthew reading, which gets overlooked and rushed through. Jesus says in verses 32 and 33, "Your heavenly Father knows what you need. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." So as well as all his promises and all the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, he will give you what you need. And to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, well, this is what we need to do. If we turn to God first, if we fill our thoughts with his desires, and if we seek to align our character with God's, we can learn to put aside the things that we would give priority over God. We can't ignore them because they're things that we're worrying about. But if we put God first, God takes priority. It gives less power to our worries, to the things that interfere with our relationship with him. Worrying in our own power can just consume us with fear. Planning with God in the mix can help alleviate our worries. And if I continue to stubbornly steamroller my way through life, blinkered and blindfolded, without looking up to see where God is pointing, how can I be following his path? I need to give prayerful consideration to what his will is for me, what his plans are for me. And Jesus' words on this matter hold authority for me because they're built on the foundation of his relationship with the Father. The knowledge that he has that with every cell of his body, with every spark of his being, he knows that he is loved because he is one with God. And if I stop for long enough to let God get close, I too know with all my being that I am loved. God wants to do so much in my life, and I just need to let him show me the way. I hope in some way this rings true for you too. I do need to say something. There are people among us who may be wondering where the next meal is coming from. There are, right now, unimaginable horrors happening all over the world, as well as at home. And in particular, this week, we've seen the devastating destruction of the earthquake in Syria and Turkey. So it would be arrogant for me to hold up a Bible and say, this is going to solve everyone's problems, just like that. There's a whole stage show on this subject, and it's simply not that easy. My parents' problems weren't solved with a wave of a magic wand. My parents' problems, my parents' prayers, my friends' prayers, and my own prayers were answered by people. They were answered by people who prayerfully looked up to God, responded to his nudgings, to the promptings, to a call to action from the Holy Spirit, to a divine direction. Now, our theme for this season is love in action. And it's times like these when we become God's love in action. We become his hands and his feet. Not for nothing did Jesus say, love God with all your being and love your neighbour as yourselves. For if we love God with all our being, we cannot help but love our neighbour as ourselves. And who is our neighbour? Well, why don't we pray about who God wants us to connect to. Now, what God asked of Jesus was somewhat extreme. But then God and Jesus are one. And do we not usually ask more of ourselves than we do of others? So I very much doubt that God will be asking any of us to give up our lives for him in the literal extreme sense. But, scary question, what plans might God have for each of us? What might God want us to do for someone else? Let's pray. Father God, it can be a scary thing being vulnerable. It can be a scary thing letting go of control, not having control, not having the means. I suppose I've got two prayers. One would be for the people in need. Father, I ask you to come to those of us who just don't know where the next meal is coming from, to those of us who don't know how we're going to take the next step, who can't see through, can't see the way forward. I pray that you come in your power, with comfort, with confidence. And then that leads me to the second prayer, which is that as we pray, Lord, as we sit and we open ourselves to you, that we will hear your prompting, that we will respond to nudges. And I don't want to say what those nudges are, because it will look different for all of us. But pray that in some way that we will be the answer to other people's prayers. And may we carry this with us forward today, this week, and evermore. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where the rust and moth does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church, militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and specially thy servant Charles, that under him we may be godly and quietly governed. And grant unto his whole council and to all that are put in authority unto him, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Let me just take a moment to bring before God those whom you would especially commend to him this day. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. Remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So it's lovely that you're joining us at home for this communion. And it is, of course, a spiritual communion as opposed to a physical communion together. So this prayer of spiritual communion, taken from the great St. Mary's Church in Cambridge, is a beautiful way to remember Jesus and that he is with us here in this Eucharist in our hearts. It's a prayer inspired by St. Richard of Winchester. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for all the pains and insults you have borne for me. Since I now cannot receive you sacramentally, I ask you to come spiritually into my heart. O most merciful friend, redeemer and brother, may I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. And if you're going to take the bread and wine at home, you might like to pause now and get the bread and the wine. The Prayer of Humble Access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he gave thanks, he broke it. And he gave his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is the body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. When he gave them thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on them in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving.
Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As the Saviour Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the prayer after communion. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily beseech thee and thank thee for thou hast vouchsafed to feed us who have duly received these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people. And we are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with thee and the Holy Ghost, be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and your family, your friends, all those whom you love. Be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.